Good evening. This is All India Radio and I'm Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Counting of votes for 542 Lok Sabha seats and 4 state assemblies tomorrow. Elaborate arrangements made at counting centres across the country. Centre asks states and union territories to take adequate security measures in view of counting. Sri Lanka extends emergency regulations by another month. In sports, 20 Indian boxers enter men's semi-final of India Open International Tournament at Guwahati on third day. And in hockey, Indian women clinch 3-match series after beating hosts South Korea 2-1 in second game. All necessary arrangements are in place for counting of votes tomorrow for the Lok Sabha elections, in which over 8,000 candidates are in the fray for 542 seats. Out of the total 543 parliamentary seats, elections were held in 542 constituencies as the Election Commission had cancelled polls to the Vellore seat in Tamil Nadu on the grounds of excessive use of money power. The fresh date for elections in Vellore is yet to be announced. Counting will also take place for 4 state assemblies of Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. The results are expected only by late evening due to tallying of voter verified paper audit trail slips with the electronic voting machines. This is the first time that results of voting machines will be matched with slips generated by paper trail machines. The exercise will take place in 5 polling stations selected at random per assembly segment. Meanwhile, a 24-hour EVM control room has been set up at Nirvachan Sadan in New Delhi to monitor complaints relating to polled EVMs. The control room contact number is 011-2305-2123. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his cabinet colleagues, including Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari, Radha Mohan Singh, Ravi Shankar Prasad, Dr. Harshvardhan and Narendra Singh Tomar, along with Shiromani Akali Dal President Sukhbir Singh Badal and his wife and Union Minister Harsimrat Kaur Badal, Congress President Rahul Gandhi, UPA Chairperson Sonia Gandhi, former Chief Ministers Digvijay Singh, Sheila Dixit, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and Party Patriarch Mulayam Singh Yadav are among the prominent candidates in the fray. News Services Division of All India Radio has made elaborate arrangements for providing authentic and latest results of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in 4 states. For the first time, AIR will continuously broadcast special program on election results for 40 hours. AIR News will mount special Janadesh 2019 bilingual program in Hindi and English from 7 a.m. tomorrow to 11 p.m. on Friday.
On biggest festival of democracy, News Services Division presents Vishesh Janadesh 2019. Who will win, who will lose? Our correspondents across the country will tell you latest live updates of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in 4 states.
Tariq Rathar for AIR News, Srinagar.
Suparna Sekya, AIR News, Delhi.
Jitendra Divedi, Jaipur.
Jay Singh from Chennai.
Asunyo from Kohima.
Orijit Chakraborty, Kolkata.
Saikat Sarkar from Panaji.
Experts will give comprehensive and in-depth analysis of the results from 23rd May, 7 a.m. to 24th May, 11 p.m. on AIR FM Gold and other channels. You can also catch us live on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. For quick results, visit our website www.newsonair.com and follow our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Elaborate arrangements have been made at counting centres across the country. In Uttar Pradesh, the stage is set for counting of votes for 80 Lok Sabha seats. We have a report.
EVMs will finally decide tomorrow at 77 counting centers that who will be the winners on 80 seats of the state. Strict security measures are at place. Section 144 has been imposed around the counting center area. Liquor shops will be closed and traffic has been diverted where counting will take place. Special cabins have been formed for matching of VVPAT slips. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, AIR News, Lucknow.
Our Ranchi correspondent reports the Election Commission has made arrangements for transparent counting in the state.
Counting of votes for 14 Lok Sabha seats of Jharkhand will start tomorrow from 8 a.m. All the strong rooms lock will be opened in front of representatives of political parties or candidates and the observers of the election commission. Tight security will be maintained in all the counting centers. Rajesh Sinha, AIR News, Ranchi.
In Madhya Pradesh, counting of votes for 29 Lok Sabha seats will be held amid tight security. A report.
1800 CCTV cameras have been installed at the counting centers. In the 2014 parliamentary elections, the BJP bagged 27 of these seats while the Congress managed to win only 2. Later, the Congress increased its tally to 3 by winning the Ratlam seat by election. Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Bhopal.
Our Hyderabad correspondent reports about the prominent candidates in the fray in Telangana.
The political future of 443 candidates, including PCC President Uttam Kumar Reddy, Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao's daughter, and sitting Nizamabad MP Kavita, and MIM Chief Asaduddin Owaisi, will be known when the EVMs and VVPATs open tomorrow. TRS, Congress and BJP contested all 17 seats in the state independently, while Congress has contested with CPI and TJS. Lakshmi, AIR News, Hyderabad.
In Tamil Nadu, all preparatory arrangements have been made at 45 counting centres for the counting of votes. More from our correspondent.
Security has been tightened around all the 45 counting centres and the other sensitive pockets across the state in view of the Union Home Ministry's nationwide alert. Randomization of counting staff has been completed. The counting process as a whole will be monitored from the control room set up by the Election Department at the State Secretariat in Chennai. The number of rounds of counting varies from a minimum of 19 in central Chennai and a maximum of 34 in Tiruvallur. Jai Singh, AIR News, Chennai.
Delhi Chief Electoral Officer Ranbir Singh has said 7 counting centres have been set up in the national capital for counting of votes.
For each parliamentary constituency, a separate counting centre has been set up. Security has been tightened. It is a 3-tier security system, so we are all set for counting tomorrow.
The poll panel has come up with a new initiative to provide real-time trends and results of the Lok Sabha vote counting across states and union territories. The counting trends and results will be available on the Commission website at www.results.eci.gov.in as well as on the Voter Helpline app. People can get trends and results from 8 a.m. onwards. Electronic postal ballots were used for the first time for service voters in general elections 2019. In an exclusive interview to All India Radio News, Deputy Election Commissioner Sandeep Saxena said audit through counting of VVPAT slips will take up to 5 hours.
The VVPAT 5 number would be taken out randomly per assembly constituency for post-audit purpose. So first we'll be taking up the counting of the control units of EVM, and once that is over, 5 number of randomly selected VVPAT slips would be counted one by one.
Tune in to the FM Gold and Interpress channels of AIR at 9:30 tonight to listen to this interview. The Election Commission has rejected opposition parties' demand to count VVPAT slips before the commencement of counting of votes polled in EVMs. The Commission, after in-depth discussions over the issue, said that it has neither been found possible nor feasible to accede to this demand in the overall context, and especially in view of the judgment of the Supreme Court. It said the VVPAT counting sequence will remain as per Supreme Court-approved guidelines. In a statement, the poll panel said there were some other procedural issues like allowing counting agents of candidates along with all returning officers and assistant returning officers, on which necessary instructions have already been reiterated and, wherever required, made more candidate-friendly. The Congress today criticized the Election Commission for not accepting the opposition party's demand of checking VVPAT slips before the actual counting. Briefing media, Congress spokesperson Abhishek Manu Singhvi said in New Delhi that a delegation of 23 parties representing about 75% of the electorate met the Commission and appealed for matching the mandatory 5% VVPATs on random basis before the counting. The practice is to match the VVPATs and EVMs after the counting is over. Mr. Singhvi sought to know the reason behind the rejection of their demand and said there will be no delay or damage if the Commission matches the slips with EVMs before the counting. BJP President Amit Shah today hit out at the opposition for raising doubts over EVMs and alleged that it is a disrespect to the mandate of the people of the country. He alleged that the opposition parties are tarnishing the image of India's democracy by questioning the democratic process due to their frustration of imminent defeat in the Lok Sabha polls. In a series of tweets, Mr. Shah said, majority of these parties questioning the reliability of EVMs have won elections sometime in the past by this system. He said, why were these parties enjoying power after winning elections if they did not believe in EVMs? The centre today alerted states and union territories regarding the possibility of eruption of violence in different parts of the country in connection with the counting of votes for general elections tomorrow. In a statement, the Home Ministry has asked the state chief secretaries and directors general of police to maintain law and order, peace and public tranquility. The Lok Sabha Secretariat has made elaborate arrangements for accommodation of the newly elected members of Lok Sabha. They will be accommodated in Western Court and its newly built annex and various state bhavans in the national capital. This was informed by Lok Sabha Secretary General Snehlata Srivastava while briefing media in New Delhi. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
For latest authentic election results, round the clock on 23rd, 24th May. Tune in to AIR News Special Janadesh 2019 program.
Our correspondents across the country will provide latest live updates of counting of votes for Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in four states.
Experts will give comprehensive and in-depth analysis of the results. You can also catch us live on FM Gold and other channels and on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official.
For quick results, visit our website www.newsonair.com and follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Sri Lanka has extended by another month the emergency regulations which were enforced in the country after the Easter Sunday terror attacks. President Maithripala Sirisena today issued an extraordinary gazette notice extending the emergency regulations. Our Colombo correspondent reports that emergency was imposed in the country last month after suicide blasts at multiple locations which killed over 250 people, including 45 foreigners.
Emergency provisions was imposed to allow armed forces for search operations and arrest of suspects, which is still continuing. Around 90 people are under arrest, including close relatives of 9 suicide bombers who were involved in the attacks. Meanwhile, government has initiated widespread reforms in education sector to curtail differentiation on religious and linguistic basis. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe said all religious institutions, including madrasas, will be brought under education ministry. Santosh Kumar for AIR News from Colombo.
The Indian Air Force today successfully fired the BrahMos air version missile from its frontline Su-30 MKI fighter aircraft. Defence Ministry said in a release that the launch from the aircraft was smooth and the missile followed the desired trajectory before directly hitting the land target. In India Open International Boxing Tournament at Guwahati, 20 Indians stormed into the semi-finals in the men's category on the third day today. Local favourite Shiva Thapa defeated Helen Damien of Mauritius in the 60-kilogram category. All the semi-finalists are assured of medals. Our correspondent reports that Indian boxers had already confirmed a total of 32 medals in the first 2 days of the tournament. In hockey, Indian women have clinched the three-match series 2-0 after beating hosts South Korea 2-1 in second game at Jinchen today. The Indians had earlier defeated Korea by an identical margin in the opening game. India will take on Korea in the inconsequential last match of the series on Friday. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Counting of votes for 542 Lok Sabha seats in four state assemblies tomorrow. Elaborate arrangements made at counting centres across the country. Centre asks states and union territories to take adequate security measures in view of counting. Sri Lanka extends emergency regulations by another month. In sports, 20 Indian boxers enter men's semi-final of India Open International Tournament at Guwahati on third day. And in hockey, Indian women clinch three-match series after beating hosts South Korea 2-1 in second game. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.nic.in. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.